It's about how we touch each other. You know, even after our lives are over, we have touched people in our lives, and it's a continuum of the... Yes, I feel touched. I love that as a songwriter. You can write about whatever you want. I can write a song about Harry Styles if I want, which would also be lovely. Lovely guy. What I love about this song is that I feel like it really combines. It's like very personal. You talk about how you know in these lyrics is how you got to how Virginia Woolf came into your life, but then you really zoom out. And it's very universal. Like, there's, like, Paul, right? And I feel like there, a lot of people could attach to this song their own meaning and, yeah. and take comfort in it. So I'm curious how you go about sort of combining the universal and the personal, if it's conscious, you're like, no, it's not. This is my gift. Be quiet. But tell me about it, because to me, it feels genius.
Well, it ain't genius, but it's just what I think about all the time, which is, like, I like to think about minutia and, like, bigness, and I like to think about human stories, obviously, and I think that we're a lot more alike in the human experience than we are different, even though our stories are each unique, and so that commonality of something, like, that you find in a specific image, I'm really into images that present a feeling of that evoke universality, yeah. And I'm really into this thing about how fucking vast the universe is, the cosmos is, and everything. You can't even put a map of the way the planets line up on a piece of paper because it wouldn't be, like, you know, relationally correct. It's too vast, and we have these individual lives, and they feel so important, and they are, and they're so big, but we're so small. Mm-hmm. So that's what keeps me up at night.
those are deep thoughts, and is that true about a piece of paper and the planets?
Yeah. Any scientists out there that can verify that for me? I heard it on a book on tape. Yeah, it's true. I mean, so we have been taught the way the planets all look together, but relationally, it ain't so.
It ain't so. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I'm learning so much. It's your turn. We're going back in time. We're going to go to another one of my favorite songs. We're doing Kid Fears. First album. Really, really beautiful song. Let's hear a bit of it. Your choice. And then I want to hear about the inspiration for it. And then I got like 600 more questions. So, take us there.
What part do you want to play?
Your choice. But I don't know if you want to play some instrument.
I mean, I think one of the things about, like, early on is our wrestling with how to arrange songs and figure out how to do things together. And I mean, we always. In high school, you know, as soon as we started singing together, it was like eureka moment for me. Anyway, just like, because everything just kind of was so fun and magical and matched. And then came like the work of like actually figuring out how to do it. You know, because we faked it for a long time.
It doesn't seem like that.
But this song, Kid Fears, was really inspired by a lot of friends that I had that had suffered a lot of abuse. And just sort of about where you find love and kind of, you know, what to do with the anger and the fear and all that. And Emily wrote this riff at the top that sort of reminded me of, like, almost like the passage of time in some weird way. Which is,
yeah.